obliged to you.
Okay. You might say I'm much.
Much obliged.
Okay. If you're not sure whether you you have time or not, you say, I blank, I'll have time.
I doubt if I will have time.
Okay. Or if you think you got time, you sit here and you say, well, I
think I have time to do that.
Okay. Would you be prone to say something like, I reckon I might have time?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's one of my words. And another one of my times, and you haven't come to it, and I've never found a good way to get around this one. And that's a habit. And if someone asks me, when am I going to be ready to go? I will say, directly.
Directly?
Directly.
Oh,
directly. That's what I say.
Oh.
It's just as common. It's my name to me.
Yeah.
Now, what are you supposed to say? I will be there directly.
Well, no, that might be what I say, but that is not...
What's the proper way?
Well, what is proper? This is what I'm getting at. See, I don't want to sit here and tell you what I think. See, what I think is proper is only good to me. You know, it's only good from what I was taught. And what I was taught was by a number of people in a different area
right.
from where you were taught.
Uh-huh.
And you've probably heard this from someone that you...
I heard it all my life.
You've probably heard it from your parents and people that you respect. See,
that's right.
I have no place to tell you what is proper because what's proper to you is what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And if it's too...
But I never fail after I say it, I think about it. Now, that's no word, really.
Yes.
I'm going to guess it is.
Well, when I heard it, I heard directly. And I know when you put it up, you said too directly.
Uh-huh.
And, but the meaning was still there.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you stop and think about it, it's just as good as it.
Oh yeah, people know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, and that's the main point. That's
what I'm talking about.
If you were talking to a senator or something, would you say that?
I probably would.
You would?
Yes, I probably would. Because I'm so unconscious of it until after I say it, and then I always
think
about it.
Okay. Let me see, if you need to go to town to purchase some staples, you say, I have to go to town to do some...
To buy some staples.
All right, but in the sentence here, I have to go to town to do some blank.
Shopping.
Okay. Would you be prone to say trading?
No.
And be some people around here that might?
No, I wouldn't say shopping either.
Oh, okay.
I would say I'm going to town to get some staples.
Oh, okay. Is that what you would normally say? Is that you would say staples?
Yes, or some probably like when I have to go to town, I have several things to get. If I go and tell my wife, I say I'm going to town, I got to get a few things for the farm. I don't guess I've ever used the term gone shopping. Lots of people use it, but to me, I just haven't.
Huh. All right, if you made a purchase in town, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and...
Wrapped it up.
Okay. And when you got home, you took the package and...
Tore it open.
All right. Or the reverse of...
Unwrapped it.
Okay. If a person sold you something at below the price that he paid for it, you'd say he sold it at a...
Loss.
Okay. Or you might say he sold it below...
Cost.
Okay. If you go in to buy something and the price is just too high, and you go with the man, you say that...
High.
Or you say, I'm going to buy that, in reference to the one we just had before this. You say that might...
That's too high.
All right. If you sold it to you below the price, you say you sold it below...
The low cost.
All right. Would you say that if something was too high, would you say it cost too much?
Yes.
All right. Would that be a natural way for you to say that cost too much?
Yes.
All right. If something is expensive, then you would say it
costs too much.
Okay. I had to get you to pronounce it.